Today's learning explaining the mishnah of time losing from Shemshana. You may share and then the brief. The best way to share is from an after where may be supposed to push Lema time may shiva malka and brach basar malka. But here it's going to be fegadina to be it's for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simin Reish Lamed Ches and we are up to Sif Beis. Says the Mechaber, Im yesh loy choy kavua lul night kach vekach liyoy. If you have a set time, and we'll see in a moment, we'll talk more about this. We're supposed to have a set time, but so you have a set time every single day that I learn Torah. So you have your Daf Yomi share, your Halacha share, whatever it is, your set time that you learn every day. And it happens a certain days that you miss that, you have something happens, and you cannot learn that either that amount of time, or you say, I'm going to learn a blot, or I'm going to learn 10 Mishnahs, whatever it is that you have accepted upon yourself to learn every day, and then you have a certain day that you aren't able to accomplish it, you have to pay that back that night. Okay, so we'll have to discuss a little bit. Why is Mechaber telling us that, let's say I made up that I'm going to do the daf every day, or I'm going to come to this learning every day, 6 o'clock for 15 minutes, I'm going to learn. And one day I can't make it. So the Mechaber tells us that it's very important to be mashlim that learning that night. Not wait. Why after that night? I'll do it at a later time. So let's see why that is. So let's see first the mishmaru chay kavua. I love a simin kuf nun hey sif aleph. Look above in kuf nun hey mishmaru sham. Now what did we say over there? Over there, we tells us that a person is supposed to have an ace kavua b'chol yom, a certain time every day that he learns, that you will not pass up on that seder, even if it means that you think that at that moment you have an opportunity to make a lot of money. That is your time that you learn, and you don't pass up on it. Okay. So here he says that if you have it, and if so that's the starting point. The starting point is that we're supposed to have every day a set zman kvua to learn. If you miss it, make sure to make it up that night. Don't wait till the next day. We'll see in a moment why. But Agav, we'll just digress for a second. A very, very beautiful verse that I saw many, many years ago. I saw it from the Satmar Rebbe, but others say the same verse. We say in the L'David Hashem Ayri every single, whenever we say L'David Hashem Ayri, but specifically during the month of Elul, when we say, Ach Hashalti Meis Hashem, Ach Hashalti Meis Hashem, Oysa Avakesh, Shifti Beveis Hashem, Kol Yemei Chayei. I want to be I should sit in the house of Hashem. I should be a Kohel guy. I should learn all day. I should visit it once in a time. Which one do you want it? Do you want it Shifti Beveis Hashem or do you want Levaker? Obviously, Shifti is greater than Levaker. So why do we ask for, I want to be Shifti Beveis Hashem, Ulevaker, but I want to visit? So Samar Rebbe says a beautiful verse. He says, you go into the yeshiva in the afternoon and you say, Rabbi said, there's a mitzvah chasana tonight. A yosim is getting married. There's nobody coming to the wedding. It's a small wedding. We need 20 guys to come. Be mesameh chasana kala. In 2 minutes, you get 20 people to come do it. You go to the balabas who has a daf yomi seder every day at 7 o'clock at night. He says, listen, I don't miss my 7 to 8 o'clock daf yomi. You want me to come to the mitzvah chasana at 8 o'clock? Whatever, my supper, I'm going to give up my supper. I'll give up my sleep. I'll go to sleep late. I'll give up my relaxed time. I'll give it up. But my seder, I'm not giving up. I have one seder a day. I'm not giving it up. He says, that's what we're davening for. Ach ha-shalti meitz Hashem ha-yisevach ha-shift to be beis Hashem. I should actually be able to be in the Beis Medrash all day learning Torah. That's my goal, my hope. But I should act like Dulavaker Behechali. That entire day that I'm sitting there, I should act like the guy who has his man kvur, that one zman a day that you learn. You don't give it up under any circumstances. Okay, let's go back over here. Yashlimeni v'layla. You should be mashlim that miss that you had. You should do it by night. Kaloyma. Afilu v'layla sektzarim. Even if it's the short nights. Mechuyavli as noyer v'layla. You should stay up late. Kedei lahash mechukai. To be mashlim what you missed. What you do every day. V'lo yahazeh ad yoymacha. Don't wait till tomorrow. Ki yoym shala achrav mechuyav me'atzme. The day after is a separate chiyav. I have this learning the day after. You didn't make it up. This is a misdeed that you cannot make up. But the question again is, so if I have an hour to learn today, I learn an hour every day. I was mekabel on myself to learn an hour every day for argument's sake. I didn't, but for argument's sake. And I miss it today, so let me learn 2 hours tomorrow. Why do I have to learn an hour today and an hour tomorrow? So he explains over here very beautifully. He says, when it comes to Torah, even though normally the day goes after the night, right? It's a day is starts by night and ends by day. However, when it comes to Talmud Torah, the night follows the day. Why is that? He says, because Torah, what do we have today that's mechaper on us? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We have our Torah. Our Torah is our kapara. He says, when it comes to karbonos, we shech the karbonos at night. The kapara is not complete until the Avarim are burnt on the Mizbeach. When are the Avarim burnt on the Mizbeach? Oftentimes, you burn them at night. If you don't have enough time by day, you burn them at night. The zman of burning the Avarim is the night after the day that you shechted it. So he says, when it comes to kapara, the night is mechaper for your day before. So he says, when it comes to Torah, if I didn't learn today, I lost out on having my kapara today. But if I make up, I still have the night afterwards to make it up. So even if I'm going to learn 2 hours the next day instead of 1 hour, so I made up that hour, but this that I missed out today, the kapara that I have for today, that I've lost completely. That's why it's important that if you have a zman kvu, you have a certain limit that you accept every day, you should definitely make the strongest effort, if you miss it, to do it that night, not wait till the next day. Miyad v'havin neder. So now here the Mishnah Berurah says that if you have this zman kvu that you learn every single day, it's like a neder. K'damrinan ha'oimah, as we say, eshna. We'll talk a little bit whether today is in a neder or not. Ha'oimah eshna perik zeh. I'm going to learn this perik. Neder gadol, neder l'keisrael. If once you accept upon yourself, oh, I'm going to learn this masechta, I'm going to learn this mishnayis, right, for lili nishmas somebody, it's a neder, right? Ve'isa b'yaridei b'sim reisha dal sefav. Even further, the nahag lasas davar toiv. If you take upon yourself to do a good thing, imhayadat lini kain lo olam. If this is always your minig, have a neder. But toiv sheyisna betchila shaloye davaz al ye all of davazeb beneder. If you're gonna take upon yourself to do something good every day, 3 days in a row, so you're gonna take upon yourself to learn a certain seder, it's best to say that I'm doing this b'li neder. Pen yizdaman ezi pam shlo yuchal hashlam. Maybe there's gonna be some time that you won't be able to. And I bezar you I beneder. Now lamaisa today, do we really have a neder or not? Because if you remember, what do we do erev Rosh Hashanah? We say Ataras Nedarim. One of the things we say in Ataras Nedarim, when we kabbal on ourselves, that any Nedarim that I say through the entire year should not be Nedarim. So you're pre-accepting upon yourself that it's not a neder. And anything that I accept to myself, Eza Dover Toiv, that I'm going to do 3 times, is not a neder. So technically today, you likely don't have an actual neder. That being said, there are those who do say that if you were remembered Yataras Nedarim, and you did it, you accepted upon yourself anyway, that means you're overriding your Ataras Nedarim. So it's still best to be careful. And if you're going to do something like this, accept upon yourself something, it's definitely better to be mekabel b'li neder rather than doing it without saying b'li neder. Okay, let's start a little bit of Reish Lamed Tes. We won't finish the whole thing today, but let's get started. And Mr. Shem, we will continue on Monday. Din Kriya Shema Mitasek. This is the halacha of reading Kriya Shema at night before you go to sleep. And remember, this is separate, as we learned, this is separate from the Kriya Shema that we learn that we have to say at night. So by Davin Mincha Shabbos, let's say tomorrow you make early Shabbos. So you have a separate thing that you have to, when it comes to say, so you have to say Kriya Shema again. This is separate from that. Separate is, there's an Indian to say Kriya Shema at night before you go to sleep. You have to read the first parasha, Shema V'Hafta. And then you say the bracha hamapel chevli shein aleinai, and the mechaber says you should say hamapel. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Parsha Rishayna, the imis bal avres bebaydiyai. If you did do ma'ariv during the day, tzarich likreis kol haparshias, then you should read all the parshias. That's now, remember, we said it's better that as soon as tzeis comes is when you should read all the parshias. But if you didn't, then when you're going to sleep, you have to still you have a chiyuv to read all the parashas. We have in Luxus Ben a mitzvah, asay shal kriya shema. You should have in mind that you are being guided to the mitzvah, asay kriya shema. But gamma mitzvah shal skiris exceeds Mitzrayim, and the mitzvah of remembering exceeds Mitzrayim. But toiv loy metomit kol kriya shema. It says, even though the Mechaber told us that you have to say only the first parasha, it's preferable to say the entire kriya shema. Why she remach teves? It's 248 words. But Serif Keil Melech Naaman, together with the Keil Melech Naaman, Lishmai remach ever. Remember, we just learned this either early in the week or last week that at night we need an extra shmirah from the mezikin, which is why we say Shemar Yisrael Lat. We need an extra shmirah from the mezikin. Since we need an extra shmirah from the mezikin, you are better to say you should say the whole Kriya Shema to protect your 248 avarim that are in your body. Umavarach ha-mapel, you then say the ha-mapel, M'shayin ha-shech narach mashmer, the birch ha-machel, oimer, achai Kriya Shema. You first say Kriya Shema, then you say ha-mapel. K'day sh'tei ha-brocha smucha l'sheinah. So the brocha of ha-mapel einoi should be right, umatru chevel sheinah al einoi, should be right next to you go to sleep. Umashakura, achai gach yoshir m'say, sav'inach, and other things. K'evin ha-mashim shmirut, these are all psukim that we say as a protection. Loi have a hefsek. It's not considered a hefsek. The yeshma dakel levarach hamapul b'soif achakol psukim. There are those who say hamapul less. The yeshma achrayim sheskimu sheyivarach birchas hamapul koydim. That you should first do hamapul v'achakach kriyas shema. The yeshe psukim derachme, and then you should say the other psukim kamoy shenitvas b'sedurim, and it's printed out as seder. V'nira lamaisi snadik adam kfi tiva. It depends on who you are. Dehenu. If you tend to doze off while you're saying Kriya Shema, I guess many of us can relate to this. You get into bed and you start saying Kriya Shema, you tend to fall asleep. I do this similarly during the Friday night meal by Kari Bain. I also tend to doze off, right? Then you should do hamapol. Then you should say the birchas hamapol all the way at the end. Okay, let's see the Rama. Says the Rama, the Yikra Kriya Shema Samach Limitasai, close to going to sleep. The Enoich Lumishai Samalay Madav Maka Kriya Shema Shamitasai, and you should not eat, drink, or talk after you say Kriya Shema. Eliyishim Yad, you should go to sleep right away. Shanemra, Imri Bilvavchem Al Mishkavchem, say Bilvavchem, which is Kriya Shema, Al Mishkavchem on your bed, Vidaimisel, and then be quiet. You'll have to read this while you're sleeping. So let's see the Mishavar on this. So if you're going to lay down in the bed and you're going to read, and you're not the kind of person to fall asleep within the first paragraph of what you're reading, but you tend to stay up a little, you shouldn't read Kriya Shema. You should say the Kriya Shema, says the Rama, who says the Chafetz Chaim, once you're ready to fall asleep. Avil b'knesses agdoyla, the Knesset Gdola writes otherwise, kashi yiklos miyad, you should read it right away, shemi yachtiveni sheni achikach lo yikra, because the sleep might catch you by surprise. I can definitely relate. You think you're going to read, you think you're going to learn something, and the next thing you know, the book hits your face. V'ein lachish mishum hefsik elik she'oysadav achamintayim. If you're lying in bed, it's a hefsik between Kriya Shema and going to sleep is only if you're actually going to go do something. Even if you're taking some time before you go to sleep, okay? Now, the imkar Kriya Shema v'lo yochal lishem yad. Let's go back to Rama. You read Kriya Shema and you can't fall asleep. You want to go to sleep? The Rama gives us an etza. You read it several times, you're guaranteed to fall asleep. You don't make a bracha on this. Let's see the brura on this. So you have to speak about something. You need a drink. You should read, if you do have to speak out, you should reread the first pasha. But if you did say birchas hamapel, it's only b'shas atchag. Really, you should refrain from talking after hamapel. Yishem yadum tzarich l'shamash mitasay. Somebody is married, and he, which is going to be the next simon. We're going to talk about the oina, husband and wife. Yirchatzatz b'mitshich v'zeralov. You have to cleanse yourself. Yitol yadov. You have to wash your hands. V'achikach yichra, and then you have to read Kriya Shema. Should not say the birchas hamapel or the shema before the tashmish. It's best not to say Kriya Shema while you're laying down. Even if you're lying on the side. Kasav Amar, so you're better off doing it sitting on your bed. Kasav Amar, Dafkish Kacharza Kriyashma Lashem Chayiv. This that we just said that you shouldn't say Kriyashma lying down, that is if you're being Yotzi in Mitzvah of Kriyashma right now. Kagon Chespal Avers Mibayd Yomi Davin Marav when it's still day. You have to be mechaven to be kind of mitzvah kriyashma. You should be careful all the diktukim. So therefore, it's not appropriate to do it lying down. So let's say you daven ma'ariv after tzeis, or you already said you did it the proper way. Even if you daven ma'ariv early, as soon as it came tzeis, you said kriyashma. The only reason you're reading kriyashma because it's kriyashma alamito. Mutol chatchila lekraisa b'shchiva. The Magen Avraham says you could say it lying down. V'yesh machrim lechatchila lekraisa b'amido b'yeshiva. You should at least be standing or sitting. If you're already laid down, don't do it lying on your back. That's a separate issue that we'll learn about. You're not supposed to lie on your back when you go to sleep, but you are able to then go ahead and read the Kriya Shema lying down on your side. You should get used to sleeping on your side. It's a great issa to sleep. Go to sleep. Lying on your back, it looks like you're mechutzav to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The heinish amushla agabe panav lemaylov shapana turas lamata. Either way, lying flat on your stomach or lying flat on your back is not an appropriate way to go to sleep. You're supposed to be, and we've learned this already. You're supposed to be lying on your side. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem. We will continue this on Monday.